And now this is a dictation for Beatrice Ricker, R-I-C-H-E-R-T, July 9, 26. Address as a letter to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, HUG, H-U-G, N-P, 4632249. Dear Mrs. HUG, follow up for Mrs. Rickett, who has hypertension, low sodium concentrations, probably SIADH. Last visit, May, comes accompanied with daughter. Patient lives alone, taking care of herself with help of family members, no hospital admission. She's hard of hearing, gets meals on wheels, prepares her own breakfast. Dinner time, family helps. Isolated nausea without any vomiting dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding, has frequency, urgency, but no cloudiness or blood. Uses a walker, no recent falls, denies gross edema, denies claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea, some problems of insomnia, worse because of nocturia. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril, Norvasc. Today, blood pressure 152 down to 0 on the right side, 144 down to 44 on the left side. Hard of hearing, elderly lady, normal speech, no ralwises, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, ascites, masses. I don't see gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, creatinine at 1 for a GFR of 53, stage 3, low sodium 125, potassium elevated at 5. Metabolic acidosis of 20 with a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and anemia of 11.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, is stable, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, systolic hypertension with evidence of wide gap, GAP, between systolic and diastolic pressure, suggestive of stiffness of the arteries, atherosclerosis. Next number, hyperkalemia, continue lisinopril, monitor diet and levels. Next number, mild metabolic acidosis. Next number, mild anemia without external bleeding. Next number, hyponatremia, hyposmolality, previously documented high urine osmolality. Patient has no evidence of valium overload or valium depletion. She is not on any diuretics. Probably this represents SIADH. I discussed the importance of fluid restrictions. I'm trying not to use any sodium tablets because of the hypertension. She says to be eating good sources of protein. All issues discussed with the patient and the doctor. We will follow over time. End of dictation.